T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rage for kids is driving parents and entire neighborhoods crazy. It's called a whistle tip, and it's welded inside a car's muffler to make the car screechingly loud for nearly a mile. Well, tomorrow night, Oakland residents will be complaining officially to City Hall officials. Crown Force's Mark Jones has the story.
Nearly every muffler shop in Oakland is installing whistler tips. It's a piece of metal welded inside the exhaust pipes that makes the car audible for almost a mile.
Tell me about the whistles.
The whistles go whoo!
Anybody that has it.
Host with Fonte and Shasky.
Oh, man. Pam Moore is going to join us in moments here. An absolute icon. Evening anchor for Crown 4 for 32 years. She arrived in Crown 4 back in March of 1991, and she's been here since. Graduated from the University of Michigan. She's a Wolverine. She's worked in Detroit, Dallas, Louisville, L.A., Boston. But she's been here for 32 years, so she's one of ours, and she's going to step away from the anchor desk. She'll still do some special projects from Crown 4. But what an absolute icon. We're going to get her on. We'll talk about some whistle tips. We'll talk about Gary Wrightness. We'll talk about whether or not she ever wanted to get into sports.
That's like an alarm clock.
It's like an alarm clock. We'll just go woo-woo. And we had the fake bub rub on, and he started singing for us.
Well, no, it was the real bub rub.
You think that was the real bub rub?
100%.
Why?
I mean, clearly the guy was out of his mind.
You know, you think that was the real bub rub on our show?
Absolutely. You see, you don't watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia. The de-evolution of cricket, that's, I think that's what we were witnessing.
All right. Yeah, I don't know if that was a real bub rub. I don't know.
Bub
a lot
wub?
Of people, bub rub. He started singing. And once Lubman gets off the phone.
The singing was great.
The singing was awesome.
Singing was great.
But I don't know if that's the real bub rub. He had no idea he was on the airways. Matt Nahiga will tell you it was the real bub rub because he had a full conversation with him.
How about Rob Parker saying that Matt Nahiga got him his first job?
That's unbelievable. That's unreal. I did not know that.
Nor did I.
Matt Nahiga's a legend in these streets.
He really is.
I mean, he's all Twitter. His Twitter account is buzzing right now.
I wanted to ask him at some point. I don't know where he is, but I wanted to ask him, like, honestly, did you think overtime would turn into this?
That's true. That's true. Well, in order to get the Hornets slot, we needed to be attached to Kate's contract.
Stapled. Like, we were those expiring contracts right. You have to staple to good draft picks.
We don't want to fire them. Hey, just throw them in there with Kate Scott. By the way, Kate Scott, you talk about a come up. Ever since she's left his show, she has not looked back.
I know.
She's not going to call preseason games for the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, so go and, Hawks are in the future.
Yeah, go Hawks. She's going to be raising 12 flags. And she's going to get the call to call the Women's World Cup.
Wow.
Coming up.
Wow.
So before we bring in
congratulations,
Pam.
Congratulations, Kate.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so happy for her. Before we bring in Pam Moore, do you have the song from the fake or real bub rub?
We're not sure.
Do you
sure.
have that up? We're not sure if it, but let's play the song that he did, that he sung on this show.
Well, let me hear one of your
So
bars.
Let me hear a note then. Yeah, if you're a singer, then you better be good, bub rub.
Check this out. I wrote this from the top of my head. Just hear it out before you judge.
Okay.
And this is to all the fans out there. It goes, I don't go to church on Sundays. No, I don't. I don't fall on my knees and pray. No, I don't. Don't. I might don't read my Bible, but I praise my Lord every day. I praise my Lord every day. I praise my Lord every day. He's okay. See, I ain't got to ask him no questions. No, I don't. Because he ain't going to tell me no lies, no lies. Oh. But if you listen to my story, you see, I'm trying to testify. I don't want to die. He helps me on my journey. See, I'm ready for that. This is not somebody.
I don't know if you're Bub Rub or not, but this is the most incredible segment in the history of 95.7
The Game. I had to tell.
All right, let's bring in the legend, Pam Moore. And we were going to get her on that week to talk about the whistle tips, but bigger news drop. Pam Moore, of course, been with Crown 4 since 1991. Our television sets will not be the same once she steps away from the Acres Nets. I'm dead serious, Pam. We had to get you on. We got a bevy of questions for you. Pam, first of all, good morning and
good
congratulations.
Morning to you, yes. And Chasky. I mean, I'm just... Thank you so much for asking me to be on the show. You know I'm not a morning person because I've worked nights for 32 years.
Oh, yeah.
You're a legend.
But I'm so happy to be able to talk to you this morning. Thank you for asking me on.
It's long overdue. I know we share texts. It's long overdue. 32 years of Crown 4. You've been in our television sets for so many years. I was lucky enough to meet you in Boston back in 2014 with the great Barbara Rogers and my boy Evan Barnes.
Yes.
And it's one of my favorite photos ever. I'll share it with the crowds out there. And I was like, Pam Moore, you're looking at me like, who the hell is this little young whippersnapper?
I remember how you used to come into the station and do, you know, analysis with Gary. And
yep.
Yeah, we have some tenure behind our relationship, Monte.
Oh, absolutely, Pam. So why the Bay Area? Why'd you settle here? Because you worked in all type of markets, Detroit, Dallas, Louisville, L.A., Boston.
When I got the job offer here, I was working in Boston at the time, and I wasn't planning. I knew I wasn't going to stay in Boston. And when I got the job offer here and came to the Bay Area, I felt like I was home. You know, sometimes you find that a place feels like it's the right place, and this certainly has been that for me.
Yeah, you know, you look back at a career, and everybody wants to go to all the great things and whatnot, but, like, they never see the struggle behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Me and B talk about this, like, early going on this show, we were ready to kill each other. We loved each other, we were trying really hard, but we were failing, like, failing miserably, right? And so, was there ever a moment or a period of time where you doubted yourself? Because 32 years, you had to have some ups and downs. No?
Oh, my gosh. I doubted myself many times all throughout the 32 years. There's all kinds of times when you doubt yourself, feel like, oh, gosh, I could have done that better. different mistakes that I've made. I've grown. This Bay Area has allowed me to grow through those mistakes and through those growing pains that all of us experience at work or in your personal life. It's just a part of, and that's why when you find a place that feels like home and you feel nurtured in that place, you want to stay. And I got lucky. I really did, because, you know, a lot of people don't get a chance to work in one place for that long and still love it. And so making the decision to step away was not an easy one, but I'm just also looking forward to the next phase of my life still here in the Bay Area, and I'm hoping it will unfold just as wonderfully.
You know, Pam, it's interesting. I mean, I know not as much as you at all when it comes to, like, the media thing. I just, me and B watched you every single night,
yeah.
You know, and I think of just, I call the luminaries on television, right, when we were growing up. Dennis Richmond, yourself.
Oh, obviously, Dennis, absolutely.
Gary Radnitz, you know
Pete
what I mean?
Wilson.
There's so many different ones over the years, and, like, behind the scenes, did you ever think about jumping ship? Because being with one company for that long, I'm sure some of the other companies in the market were trying to lure you away. Maybe other regions trying to lure you away. We know the affiliation kind of went away for Crown at one point. Like, did you ever get the temptation to bounce?
I did not. And I know that sounds like, oh, come on, Pam, be honest. I'm being honest. I did not. Now, I'm going to tell you, there were a lot of ups and downs because the station originally was owned by a local family for so many years from its inception. And then when the family sold it, we've had a number of different owners, like maybe even four or five people, companies have owned Crown since the original owners had it for decades. And that was tough. We had some really tough periods. One time it was a company that wasn't local, several times, companies that weren't here, people who weren't here and didn't know the Bay Area, yet they wanted to craft a newscast and craft a station that wasn't who this region of people is. You know, to create something that was maybe more cookie cutter, to slash, you know, everybody, all the stations have dealt with layoffs and things like that. So there have been some lean years for sure. But I just, you know, once you find a place that worked, it worked for me. I was very fortunate. And I don't take that for granted, through the ups and the downs, because you're going to get that wherever you are. So I managed to just, you know, survive and get to this point where I can look back and say, boy, this has been a great run for me.
No, it has been. Pam Moore here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. Will still be part of Cron 4, but is going to step away from the anchor desk after 32 years. And we got to ask you about Uncle Gary. Did you ever think about jumping into sports? Because I know you're a Michigan Wolverine. They love their sports up there in Ann Arbor. You're from Detroit. Did you ever think about jumping into sports or leaving the news desk at all?
I never thought about jumping into sports, but I always enjoyed talking with Gary. Was the best part of the newscast when we would get to the sports department. You know, because then, you know, during Gary's reign, the sports was kind of different on local newscasts than it is now. You know, he had a lot of time to talk and banter and play and make jokes. And was such a big personality. Gary, I always say, was like a bad big brother to me. We would fight on air, off air. And I just love him. He really added to who we were at Cron during his tenure. Yep. He became so much a part. His personality was so much a part of our identity. And from him and Pete Wilson, who I started with him, he had a great start. And it's gone, for me, has become the same to work now with the crew that I'm with Ken and Lawrence and, you know, Vicky and Grant and Jason. We have a great relationship, and I think people can see that in their own way when they watch a newscast, where the people really care about and enjoy one another. And I couldn't have been luckier in that regard.
What's the thing that you take the most pride in? As you look back and you're kind of soaking everything in, I mean, we're teasing around with the bub rub thing, and I know that's probably virally funny. Like, you know, what I mean? But like, for real, when you look back on it, like, what are the things, there's probably many, but what are some of the seminal things that you're like, man, I'm glad I'm being remembered for X, Y, and Z?
Oh, man. That's a great question. I've had, you know, doing the news in a local market, you build a relationship with your neighbors. You know, this is my community, too. I'm telling stories that are affecting me and my loved ones. And I think that people would feel that they could trust me, that I was trying to be honest about everything at all, you know, all the time. Some of the profiles that I've been able to do and will fortunately be able to continue to do on people that I've met and interviewed. There's so many things that I can't necessarily pick out one story or one event, but it's been a fascinating opportunity. I tell you, on the bub rub thing, more people, all I did was introduce that story. I was the reporter. I have had more people over the years create memes and include me. All I did was throw it to the story. That bub rub story has just taken off. It has a life of its own. It's hilarious how that took off. And
we don't know if
it's been a lot of fun.
Pam, we don't know if we were duped, if that was the real bub rub or not, but did you hear that song coming in?
I did. Whoever that was has a great voice.
Feel me?
That was so cool. I don't know who that was. I don't know what happened to Bub Rub and Little Sis. Remember Little Sis?
Yeah, Little Sis.
We remember Little Sis.
The best is at the end of the clip when the car's driving away, it almost whaps about six cars and then blows the stop sign.
That story has had a life of its own ever since. And people just love that story. And again, all I did was introduce it, but I got looped into his celebrity.
Hey, Pam, you know what's funny is, like, the people that love you, you know, it really does. I know you because you're just a normal person. Like, I know it means a lot to me and B when people come and go, hey, I listen, I really appreciate and all that stuff. But then there's the other side of it. There's the navigation of the haters, okay? And back in the day, it was phone calls and emails or facts. Or letters or whatever. Now it's obviously the social media era. What would you give, like, as a recommendation, if this was a class of young journalists, how do you navigate the haters?
Well, I don't, I'm not really on social media. I mean, I check it through either friends will say, hey, this has happened. People are saying this, people are saying that. But I don't live on social media. Yeah. And that's what I would tell anybody for your mental health, because there's always going to be somebody who's not going to like, you know, I think, let me say it this way. You can take any, I can take any criticism, observations that are sent, that are said, that really offer to augment and make me a better person, a better reporter, a better whatever. All of us can take and deserve some kind of observation, somebody who helps you be better. But the haters, I don't want to hear that because it doesn't add to my life. And I think that's the main thing that I would tell young people, is kind of be discerning about how much of that you consume, because it can be more detrimental to your growth than helpful. And I just don't do social media that much. I know that's not the best thing to say.
Right. No.
So it's real.
I do have to say that because my friends have been sharing and the station has been sharing with me all of the wonderful comments from, you know, the people in our area, in our community who've been watching me, some when they were, from when they were little, probably like you, when they were just little kids. And I can't tell you what that means to me. Now, that has been overwhelming to just hear so many wonderful comments, and that means a great deal to me. So,
no doubt. I mean, you eat for free. I have a saying that you eat for free here in the Bay Area because you are a legend. And, it, you know, it gets overwhelming with the love or whatnot, but I think you're really great at your job. And we grew up with you, and that's all we know. Pam Moore, my girlfriend's from Belarus, and her grandmother is 86 years old, and all she does is watch Crown 4. So when you announce your retirement, no
doubt.
Joke.
He said this just the other day behind the scenes to me.
Yeah, so she loves it. By the way, Jason Dumas, what do you think about our? We've had Dumas in studio. We love Jason Dumas. He is something else, huh?
I love Jason. I feel like he's a little brother to me. He's really growing and has so much more growth to do. I think he's going to just... Wow, I think Jason's going to really take off. I mean that. He's got quite a future. Even when I think about Gary, and again, that was a different time, you know, in terms of big personalities on television. And of course, Gary was on radio, you guys. I don't know if you remember Johnny the Gout Man.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
And so the sports guys don't have as much leeway to show all of that. Mm. But it seeps through with Jason. And he manages to show that personality. And he has some really great observations about sports, I think, his analysis, too. So I think he's got a really bright future. And he's still a young guy, so...
Yeah. Yeah, well, what's changed the most from 91 to where we are now in terms of just behind the scenes, maybe the presentation, the industry as a whole? Like, clearly it's changed a lot, right? And I know the old time, the past was always better. I don't know. Maybe you think now is better. I don't know. But what's changed the most, you think?
The technology. Yep. The technology has affected everything. How we cover the news, instead of being sent somewhere, now they just, you know, get a reporter on satellite to tell us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Story. It's just the technology has changed. Like, it has changed all of our lives in so many different ways. It's changed the newsroom, too. But the other thing that has stayed the same, pretty constant, I think, in local news, is that people, the connection that the people in the newsroom, on the air, make with the people in the community. And that still matters, just like you guys are making a connection with the people in our community.
Right.
People still like that. You know, that means something to folks. And that's nothing to be taken lightly. That's that relationship between your listeners, between my viewers, that is crucial to, you know, being real and being what we should be in terms of giving back to our, serving our community. That's the way I look at it.
You know, Pam, you're great at what you do. And do you feel blessed that you didn't have to try to come up in his game through the social media area? Because it is tough doing the social media stuff with somebody.
I'm telling you. It is tough. And that's why, you know, you asked about what to tell young journalists is not to focus on that, not to be driven, not to drive, let social media comments drive your career. Even the good comments, you have to, you know, take everything with, I don't want to say a grain of salt, but and keep things in balance. I think that's the most important thing.
All right, Pam.
But it's hard to be under the scrutiny of everybody, people you've never even met, making comments about this or that or how you handled this or that all the time.
Yeah, well, Bartley got to work with his biggest hater.
Yeah,
me,
I know.
You know
what
I mean?
He is my biggest hater.
Every
and
minute
we've got YouTube chat, they're pro Shasky, they're anti Bonte.
Yeah, you know.
We got the Comcast business text line, they're texting stuff. It's all over the place,
hey,
Pam.
Pam, I don't know enough about you, though. Before you get on out of here, can we rat-a-tat-tat some fun things real quick?
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Favorite movie? What's your favorite movie?
I love movies. I have too many.
A couple.
Godfather.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
Pam, favorite musician?
All right.
I like a group called Maze.
Okay. Mm. All right. What's your favorite restaurant here in the Bay Area or around the world?
Ooh. So many restaurants. You're not gonna nail me on that one.
Well, what kind of cuisine do you like?
What kind of what?
Cuisine.
Favorite course or favorite meal?
Italian.
Mm. Oh, Italian. Interesting. Mm. Godfather Italian.
Yeah,
wow.
Online shopping?
It's all starting to make sense.
Online shopping, or you got to go walk around, you know, and touch the material?
Wait, hold on. It's Pam Moore. She can't go around. Paparazzi's around. She's got to do the online shopping, right?
No. That's nothing. I don't have to worry about any paparazzi, believe me. I'm just a part of this community. I like to shop in person because then you don't have to send it back because you don't like it. You can just. But I'm not a big online shopper. My girlfriends, most of my girlfriends are, and so they're trying to lure me into, this is so much easier, Pam. But I used to enjoy just going in, strolling through the store.
Who's not somebody
so much of that anymore.
Wow. Who's somebody from outside media that you admire?
You mean as a somebody in my personal circle?
Yeah. Or who's maybe who did you look up to?
Yeah.
Who did you look up to?
Inspiration.
What inspired
like
you to
that.
Get into this business?
My dad, when I was growing up, you know, he was an avid reader. He always read, you know, newspapers were big. We had two dailies that would come all the time, and he read them from front to back. And when I was growing up, I was very curious about that. And then as I got older and I started reading the newspaper, which of course now people would be reading online, but we would debate and argue about issues, and then I was very active in community organizations growing up in Detroit, and then it just kind of rolled from there. I would do things at church that would be in front of the, you know, the congregation, so that helped build my confidence as a kid in terms of being in front of people. All of those things combined when I was growing up in Detroit really contributed to me wanting to be a part of news, particularly working in the community with community organizations.
If you weren't doing the news, what could you envision yourself doing?
Wow. You're good.
See? There's a reason I'm the backbone to this show.
Oh, my
and he's
God.
The face.
See, Pam. See, here you go, Pam.
Oh, gosh. Wow. I'm good. Let me see. What I, you know, when I was young, I used to think I'd be a social worker before I got into news. I thought I'd be a social worker, you know, working in Detroit. Right. I grew up with Motown, but I couldn't sing. I thought, oh, if I could sing, I'd be in, you know, Motown. But I got into news early. I got interested in news early. So it's been a constant for me.
Well, you do a lot of things in the community. I want you to speak about that because I met you at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention.
Right.
I know Barbara Rogers is here in the Bay Area National Association of Black Journalists, of course. So kind of talk about some
group.
Of the things. I know you did some work with breast cancer or whatnot. So kind of touch on some of those things, Pam, that you did in the community.
Well, you know, the group that I probably devote most of my time off air to is EOIDC, the East Oakland Youth Development Center. And I have they have a summer program, and I've always every summer tried to take kids on field trips and whatnot. When we hit the pandemic, that had to, of course, we weren't able to do that. So we're starting back up, and I always start every summer program with taking a group of middle schoolers over to Marcus Books in Oakland. which is a historic black bookstore on the West Coast, actually, and buy everybody a book, and then they have to write a book report over the summer, and then I take them somewhere for lunch. And then we give out book awards on the best book reports. And so we've been to many restaurants. Like last year we went to Matt Horn's Barbecue.
Yeah.
And they take the kids, and then I have the owner come and talk to the kids about, you know, running a business and give them a tour. And so I do a lot. I try to do work with the OYDC. But I've also volunteered for other things. And you mentioned breast cancer. That was our Friends of Faith group that many of the women here in the Bay Area and media were involved in, a group named after Faith Fancher, who worked at KTVU. She was a reporter who was diagnosed with breast cancer. So we worked, that organization existed for 20 years, raised money for low-income breast cancer survivors. And the rest is kind of like doing MC work and whatnot, which I'm sure both of you, you know, get out in the community, just being at events, participating and supporting other organizations like Girls Inc. and you know, the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, just a number of other, you know, organizations that over the years I've been, you know, a part of, their programs or their events.
You know, Pam, I, on behalf of everybody in the Bay Area, we love you. Thank you. I judge people by how they treat people out in the real world when no one's looking. And for, I'm getting so many texts right now. Pam's been so sweet when I ran into her at Whole Foods or when I ran into her over here or there. But on the way out the door, we have to be self-serving. Are you surprised by the come up of Bonte Hill across from me over here?
Don't do this.
Are you
don't
impressed by the young man's
don't
come up?
He is the best. Come on, Jesse. Bonte is the best. No, I'm telling you.
Stop. He's sucking up to me after taking shots.
Pam, let me tell you.
Thank God I'm attached to him every single day. I control him because he's the finalist, Pam. See, he gets to get it. See, this is the cool part about being in media, right? You come up through the journalism schools and you do things the right way. Then you get this fan who's Joe Shasky, right? And he's the most passionate fan, but he's allowed to flip-flop every single day, and I have to deal with that. And it's not fair to say, well, you know what, it's Shasky being Shasky. But if I'm wrong about something, Pam, oh, I'm going to hear about it all. So I'm taking your advice. Less social media, less Twitter.
A good team. No, I mean this. I'm not just saying it because you asked me to come on your show. You guys make a great team, and it's fun to listen to you. And I love because you also do informative and uplifting stories. Like the thing you did yesterday on the mental health.
Oh, so appreciate that. Man, I love those interviews.
And they really, again, you're having fun. You're having a lot of fun. But you're also giving important information for our community. And this is our community.
Yeah. No, we take take pride in being from San Francisco and being two homegrown guys who know this city and know this area, the Bay Area, that is. And so we take a lot of pride in that. And we like to have fun, man. We don't like to do the normal radio. Hey, it's Bonte and Jasky.
Let me tell you about what's coming up next. We're going to talk to the bullpen coach.
We're in the choir taste. I tell people, Pam, all the time. They're like, oh, man, we wake up and listen to you guys. I said, boy, you got to find another hobby, man.
My wife don't even listen.
Well, Pam, enjoy. I know we're still going to see you around, but 32 years in the Bay Area alone. Alone in the Bay Area. So we wanted to give you respect because we're watching from afar and we appreciate what you've done over the years and what you continue to do here in the Bay Area.
Well, you are so kind. Thank you both very, very, very much. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Pam. Pam Moore, everybody. Round of applause. That was a lot of fun
Pam
right there.
Moore.
Pam
Standing
Moore
ovation.
Right there. Pam Moore, Cron 4, retiring after 32 years. She eats for free in the Bay Area. Lautman, I need you to do me a favor. Tyler Miller is waiting down in the lobby. Go get Tyler. Let's go get him. Lautman, if you could run down. Don't even worry about it. Yeah, run down. Go get Tyler. Get him in here so we can hear about how Draymond Green's to do this. And he's going to spend
so
the hell out of
us. Smokey the Bear's coming in, huh?
Smokey the Bear's coming in. He's coming
Only
in.
You can prevent Swisher Sweet Fires.
That was all class, man.
Pam Moore's the best. And the fact that she listens to the show, my big takeaway.
Well, she probably just listened yesterday to prep for the show. It's like, let me see what I'm getting into before I commit and confirm an appointment with these guys.
My favorite thing is I love rapid fire questions because it gives you a better feel for who someone is. And by the way, Godfather, if you say The Godfather is one of your greatest movies of all time, two people just cutting it up that I can relate to. You know what I mean? The Godfather's one of your movies. Come on.
Godfather in your top five?
Godfather 2 I have rated higher than Godfather 1.
A lot of people do. I still like ice.
I know. When he comes out of the bathroom and shoots dude in the face.
Yeah,
Come on, the police officer. That's like one of the greatest scenes
Sonny
of all time.
Sonny Corleone is just the man right now. He's the man. We're going for Pamport to Tyler Miller. Yeah, I know.
From one legend to a legend in his own mind. It shows
how wacky this show can be. By the way, if you're looking for the best Giants talk in the Bay Area, then check out the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Joe Shasky and Sam Lumman. Joe Shasky, the backbone of the morning roast. The straw that stirs to shrink everybody.
No, you know, no. I'm the spine. You're the face.
No.
I'm the gut. You're the face.
I'm the heartbeat.
Yeah, you're.
Or am I just a moral compass?
That too. We don't make journalists like we make Pam Moore anymore, do we?
No.
And I don't mean the knock on young journalists. I'm just saying like class and dignity.
No,
there's an air that she carries herself with, like an aura, excuse me, that she carries herself with. It's just like legendary status, man.
No, she's a legend. I've been wanting to get her on for a long time. Her and Barbara Rogers, one of my favorite friends. I was like, Pam, I was a fan. When you see those people, when you see the Pam Morris, Mark Ibanez, who was at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame, it was great to see him,
always. That's when I knew I had arrived, but like I was going in the right direction. When Mark Ibanez wanted my number so he could text me Giants takes on the side.
I mean, Mark.
I love Mark.
Mark Ibanez, the Gary Radniches, and as she mentioned, going down to Crown 4. Like when I was doing hits with Radnitz, I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And I called him Uncle Gary on the telecast. And he goes, Vontae, if you call me Uncle Gary again, I make sure that other station fires you on the spot, okay? And Pam's laughing in the background. But when you meet those people, you're like, these are living legends.
Absolutely.
Are living legends in the community. So we appreciate what Pam Moore has done in this market. By the way, you know who she's married to, right?
No.
She's married to, she's been together with Frankie Beverly forever.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know.
Wow.
The text line's getting on you.
I'm sorry.
No. But I didn't ask about her love life.
I thought that's out of bounds.
I'm trying to be respectful of anyone. The straw that will break Vontae's back. Don't know how many of these morning shows I got.
Well, knowing me, the straw. Well, you know what? I'm going to leave
the paper straw.
Well, I was going to go in another direction. I'm going to leave that straw joke alone.
Yeah, you probably should. All right, we're waiting their arrival. Tyler Miller, we got Cubs, Giants over the weekend. We got game four of the NBA Finals tonight. No more mini camp talk. We'll wait on Brendan Allen in training camp. Can't wait for that. Oh, my gosh, training camp with the Niners. We had the Warriors offseason, which hasn't even started, and then it's going to lead straight to training camp. There's no slow period this year.
Trading deadline, too.
Yeah, that's going to be important.
All-star game. You know what we did yesterday at practice, to end practice? Soft toss home run derby.
Yeah, that's all.
It was great. A lot of fun.
How did Charlie do?
Charlie was not at practice yesterday.
Skip practice?
Yeah, well, the Moylans had something going on, so I'm not sure exactly what. I don't want to put any other business out there. I don't know. But we did a good time. I believe Mr. Vines ended up winning our little home run derby yesterday.
Joe on YouTube, can't wait for the 30 for 30 on the morning roast. What if they have a Shasky, Abate, Mike and the Mad Dog type of... Because you would be the guy. So Mike and the Mad Dog had a falling out for like months. They wouldn't even talk to each other. They were doing two different shows.
The only way I'm leaving you is if I'm married up. I'm letting you know that right now. I'm not going backwards.
No, I'm not going backwards either.
Like in the divorce, I need to I need to win the divorce.
You
remember lose the divorce.
You remember the part of the 30 for 30 when Mike Francesca, you laugh at your own talks. What's that funny? Let me laugh at it first. Mike Francesca played an intro. Oh, no, Mad Dog Chris Russo played an intro without Mike Francesca's name in it.
I know a guy who's pulled that stunt.
You?
No.
Who's pulled that stunt? Did he?
I'm not going to mention.
Here at the station?
Yeah. Somebody missed a day, and somebody went old school and played their solo song coming in. And
Oh, yeah. So Mike Francesca was ready to kill Chris Russo for doing that. If I leave for 3 days and you play a solo intro, you'd be the guy to play the solo intro.
Go right back. Wait, play the morning. What was my evening song? Come on, I had the Butcher Shop. Play the Butcher Shop open.
Oh my gosh, with a Trey Lance jersey. I can't take him serious because it's a replica Trey Lance. You got to get this stitched.
Oh my God, my guy came in wearing the upside down Niner hat. He's got the fatigue pants on and the Trey Lance jersey.
So I'm in a hard place right now because we got can opener Cal on hold. We may have to tell Can Opener Cal.
Next week.
He's got, the caption says Bulls versus Warriors.
Okay, I give him 10 seconds.
Cal, you got 30 seconds. Yes. Once Tyler Miller sets up and turns on the microphone. Calvin, you got 30 seconds, Cal.
Let's
Here you go. Cal, what you got?
I really appreciate it, guys. Thanks for putting me in at the last minute. But anyway, just look at the similarities between the Chicago Bulls and the Golden State Warriors, and I don't want that to happen because everybody's coming after Clay, and Clay is Scottie Pippen. Once that team was broken up like that, guy, they never recovered. You got to understand, Klay Thompson is Steph Curry's Scottie Pippen. With that team put together an implementation, and then on top of that, Steve Kerr got hit in the mouth by Michael Jordan, just like what happened with Draymond Green and Jordan Poole. So Steve Kerr should have handled it the same way. Look, we got a game to play. We're going to focus. We're not going to worry about that. We're going to put that behind us. We're going to win as a team, as an organization, and we're going to do this for the fans.
All right.
So that's all I'm sitting up here have to say.
All right, Kat. You have a good weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Get your microphone on, Tyler. We're going to do this every single Friday during the summer. The last 5 minutes, we're going to get a roaster on the airways live in studio. And Tyler threw a hissy fit because we had the night of numbers. Alex in Atlanta on the show.
Man, how y'all got
you see
Alex,
what he does to me?
Alex in Atlanta came on before Tyler in San Francisco. That's all I'm saying.
He's in town. We had to get him on.
Come on, man. Come on, man. I've been rocking with y'all since Kate.
Shout out to Kate.
Kate's a legend.
She's coming up, too, right?
No, she left y'all in the dust, brother.
Damn.
Let's
go. Tyler, I love you, man. I see you at the Gatehouse. You know it's always love. You're one of the only roasters who have a hoodie because, you know, we can't get no gear around here.
Oh, man. No, you know, I got my hoodie today.
Let's go.
There you go.
But
you got the Trey Lance jersey on.
Yeah,
Brandon Allen. You ready for Brandon Allen season?
Brandon Allen, that was like 1 for 5 the other day.
One for eight. Accurate.
Look, Greg Papa's a legend, but like, come on, brother. Be better. Be better, man. I'm so hyped for Trey Lance season. I watch all 10 minutes of Grant Cone. Shout out to Grant Cone, the legend. He has some footage up on YouTube the other day, and I watched all the throwing from the quarterbacks. You can see Trey has made the change in his when he releases the ball with the bottom with the feet.
Yep.
Dude. And when he launches it, down the field 60 yards on the rope, Sam Darnold, little dead at the end.
Little medicine ballish.
Little medicine ballish.
Come on.
Allen.
Come on.
No comment.
What are we doing?
I know, like, Mark Wheeler, he said Brandon Allen was better. It's like, come on, Mark. Mark Wheeler's had a rough week here.
No doubt.
Warriors. What do you want to see happen with the Warriors?
I want...
Because you're mad at us. I know about
Draymond. No, I'm not mad. I get a little frustrated. I feel like Shassy be coming at my boy Draymond, but you love Draymond.
I do.
I feel like you and him are very similar.
100%.
Yeah.
But I want to see the core three definitely come back. I want Jordan Poole to try and work it out with Draymond. I really feel like if Draymond would let him get a free shot off, I think that might even things out and get back on the right track for us to go back to win another championship.
Can I be honest with you?
Yep.
You're my favorite follower on Twitter. And what's your handle?
I don't know if I can say the A word on here.
Fly A Mill.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Fly All
ass
one
mill.
Word.
Can
All
I be honest?
Fly ass mill. Everyone's fly
one
word. Shout out.
The
I feel like I could get fired for liking the tweets.
I'm jealous because you get to tweet the things that I want to like and retweet over and over and over again.
True story. Matt Nahiga goes, Tyler Miller, let me pull some of his tweets. I'm going to add them to... He goes, boy, I don't know if I can share these.
I was crying.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Nikki. She sent me that one. I was crying laughing off of that video. He has another one where they said this is Jordan Poole. basketball.
Yeah, no, I know. I shared it to the chat last night.
It's the sound.
The John Morant one.
It's the sound.
Oh, it's sad.
No.
These people on the internet have too much talent, man.
He had so put out there, and now it's everywhere, but it's the one with Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern show.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's so many that are good. I just thank you because I live vicariously on these Twitter streets through you.
I'm just trying. You got to get a burner account, Shasky. That way you could be out
here's
here.
The problem.
You guys both
I would
got
be the guy that
account.
Got caught up using my regular account instead of the burner account.
The burner account, I would get busted.
I have a hard time spelling correctly.
I it just wouldn't work out for me. It wouldn't work out for me well. See, I want to like all the Tyler's tweets, though.
Hey, speaking of which, big cap Capricorn. This guy, Capricorn. If I'm out of the media, I'm retired from social media.
Yeah, I'm out.
No, nah, Vonta, you would not be out. Why? Why? I'm the out, liar. Dude. No, he was Thank lying. He was lying when he said he wouldn't go onto FS1 for X amount of dollars.
Come on, dog. We all have
a price. Yeah, look about their face, y'all. Look about their face.
You know what I'm saying?
Liar.
Listen. When is that check clear? When does the direct deposit
Look, man, for 3 years of your life, you couldn't do it about that?
Well, listen, I was looking at Zillow.com last night, and I was like, maybe I do.
Well, you know,
Skip, you need somebody?
That's when it gets sad.
That's fine. All right, let's go, London.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by the Next Generation 10G Network. Only from Xfinity. The future starts now.
Our guest of the week, Tyler, start us off. Let's final go. Thoughts real quick.
Five thoughts.
Final shoot. Thoughts, not five.
Oh, final thoughts. My final thought is Trey Lance is going to be the starter week one. Trey area.
I like that. That okay, as well. Final thoughts for me. My 12U All-Star team is going up to Elk Grove.
Yep.
Love it. What you got here?
I really love how Giants fans were finally seeing this team get things together. And the first thought is they're like, yeah, let's start trading people now. You know, let's start chipping this thing down. I love you, Giants fans.
Oh man, final thoughts for me. Pat Moore, what a legend. Rob Parker, what a legend.
So that was fire.
We got Tyler Miller in the studio. We actually made it. You know I'm a little disappointed because he's not. I don't smell anything.
Oh no, we had to smoke outside, so I didn't want to have the reek coming in. But
this is the kind of man, bro.
I'm professional.
Society.
I'm a professional.
Exactly,
you are professional. We got some sound for Paul.
Blunt
for,
smoker.
Yeah. It's professional. That's it for us.
Him
Fast Five.
Brendan would have a great time.
Brought to you by Xfinity, the Next Generation 10G Network. Only from Xfinity, the future starts now. What a Friday show! If
great
that doesn't scream Friday show, Tyler. Come on, did
hey,
we better than today?
We're going to a Giants game together.
Oh, I'm down.
All right,
for sure.
We good? Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you. I'm a casual Giants fan. I love
bringing
it.
You in.
But you get me so excited. Oh, I can't wait.
Yes,
I cannot
that's
wait.
What I'm talking about.
Until they fall off the table, we'll see what.
They don't fall off the table, dude. I get the alerts on my phone, and I've been like, man, Giants, go Giants.
Let's go.
Signy Guru next year on 95.7 The Game. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Yeah.
That's like an alarm clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.